Four subjects about to enjoy an audience with this counter-filled colossus. Will she bestow a jackpot today? All rise for Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Andrew, a primary school teacher from Leeds.
I'm Emma, a travel agent from Peterborough.
I'm Mike, I'm a flight guide editor from Middlesex.
I'm Grace, a retired credit controller from East Yorkshire.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. So, in round one, you each have three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. Either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will add £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine, you can see our two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the value of your entire drop. As always, the person in last place at the end of this round will leave the game with absolutely nothing, so do keep your eyes on the double counters, because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. Maria Sharapova is a leading name in which sport? Emma.
Tennis.
Yes, it is tennis. Well done, Emma. So, your choice first. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone two, please, Ben.
Let's light up drop zone two for Emma. See how the machine's playing today, Emma. When you're ready, get your first one in. Quick drop. Is that where you wanted it?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm happy with that.
OK, good, good, good. Let's flip it over. Get that double moving to the edge. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh!
Just being held up by the counters below them, so I'm afraid nothing. You draw a blank with your first counter. Two to go. Next question. According to the title of a 2005 film starring Natalie Portman, what did V stand for? Andrew.
Vendetta.
That's right, V for Vendetta. Would you like to play or pass, Andrew?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
I think I'll try and get rid of those that Emma got moving on drop zone two, please.
Sounds reasonable. Light it up, please. Another clean, quick drop. Grace likes it.
Go on.
Ooh.
Go on.
Are they going to drop for you far enough over?
Oh,
Andrew. You got one of them.
Just the one.
But the rest stay where they were. £50. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're off the mark with £50. You've got two counters left.
Not bad.
Next question. Which Nicaraguan-born human rights activist was Mick Jagger's first wife? Mike.
Bianca Jagger.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. Worth going for. Well done.
Well done.
Now then, would you like to play or pass?
Let's go for drop zone two, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone two. Emma's had a crack, so has Andrew. That double sitting there, Mike. Can you get it in the win zone?
Give it a go.
Oh, just stayed on his edge.
It's all right.
Gonna tease us.
Go flat.
Oh, it's riding. It's riding.
Oh.
You might get a little nudge somewhere.
No, I don't think so.
Not enough.
Oh, that's a shame.
Okay, so three of you have tried. Only Andrew's got anything out of the machine so far. Next question. What does the letter U stand for in the country abbreviation UK? Mike.
United.
Yes, United Kingdom. Would you like to play or pass, Mike?
Well, nothing's changed since last time, so I think we'd better go for drop zone two, please, Ben.
OK, load up drop zone two for Mike. Here we go.
Go on, go for that this time.
Oh, that's a good play.
That's better.
Good one.
Is that black one going to drop for
Come
you?
On, come on, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, looks very good.
That could be good.
The double's going to...
Well done.
Tried to flick the double in, but that stayed in the machine.
Tried to.
You're off the mark, Mike, with five counters across the tipping points.
Thank you.
£250. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So that puts you on the lead on £250 with one counter left. Next question. Red Vineyard was the only painting sold by which Dutch artist? Andrew.
Van Gogh.
During his lifetime, yeah, it was Vincent van Gogh. Do you want to play or pass?
I think I'll pass, please, to Emma.
Emma, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go for drop zone two again, Ben, I think.
OK, load up drop zone two. Still looks tasty, that, to me, Emma.
Get that double, Emma.
Bouncing drop.
Could be good if it goes
flat. All right, does that?
What do you think, Emma?
Oh, I'm hoping it's not going to ride.
Splat.
That's a good start.
I might regret this.
Yeah, decent shove here to get something.
Go on now, go on.
Yes!
Oh, yay!
You got the double. It could have been a lot worse, Andrew. Three counters, Emma, is what you managed to get across the tipping point, so £150, but you got your hands on the double, so let's double it up and give you another £150. That's £300 in total. Let's set it up on the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you into the lead, all because of Andrew's generosity.
Thanks, Andrew.
And you've still got one counter left. OK, next question. In cooking, the amount of an ingredient that can be held between a finger and thumb, Andrew...
Pinch.
..is known as what? A pinch. Andrew, you let Emma pinch that double. Would you like to play or pass?
Since I've no idea that one's staying on his drop zone two, I'm going to have a go at drop zone three and hope it nudges across a little bit.
I don't think it's going to take much, is it? Line up drop zone three, please. Just the impact on the machine might send it down.
Unless it goes to that side.
Oh, it's not even moved.
So, pass one to Emma and she cleaned up. You had a go yourself and you got absolutely nothing. So you're down to your last counter now with £50 in the bank. You need to use it very wisely. Next question. The 2014 First World War centenary marked how many years since the start of World War I? Andrew.
100.
Yes! Would you like to play or pass?
I'll pass to Grace.
Oh, thank you.
Grace, here we go. You've been waiting patiently.
You'll get some coins back.
What would you like?
I'd like drop zone two, please.
OK. Grace is going for drop zone two. Spacious top shelf there, Grace.
It is, I know.
Let's see if we can get something out. Interesting timing, Grace.
That's all right, that.
Is it flat?
It's very flat, but I'm not sure you're going to get anything.
Oh, no.
It was in the right place if you want the dangler, but not if you wanted to get something across the top shelf. So, Grace, that's one down, two to go. Next question. What is the brand name of the classic miniature football game marketed as Mike?
Sabutio.
As the replica of association football, it is, of course, Sabutio.
Well done, Mike.
Going too
Do you want to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going?
I've got to try drop zone three, please, Ben.
OK, line up drop zone three. Grace filled the hole in the front of that shelf. Can you get something across it?
Come on, go flat.
That side as well.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's flat.
It goes flat,
it
is.
Is it flat? It is flat, yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Come on, get a decent shove.
No!
Nothing's moved.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That is a stacked top shelf. But they're not going to drop, Mike. So, unfortunately, you've now used all three of your counters. So, for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question. Which American technology company produces the Mac Pro computer? Emma.
Apple.
Yes, it is Apple. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
I'd like to try drop zone three.
Line up drop zone three. In we go.
You'll still get some
side.
Yeah, side.
You don't want it to ride, though.
Oh, no!
Just had that feeling that it was going to ride, and it had all you got, though.
There you go.
What about the tipping point? Anything there? Yes!
Oh, yay!
Cool. A rider that delivers. Very rare indeed, that Emma. Four counters across the tipping point. £200. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So that means you're on £500. You, like Mike, have now used all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. So next question for Andrew and Grace. First broadcast in August 2006. The One Show airs on weekdays at 7 p.m. on which BBC, Grace?
BBC One.
BBC TV channel. Grace, you're absolutely right.
Hooray.
Well done.
Hooray.
Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
OK.
Drop zone three, please.
Load up drop zone three, please. That's better timing there, Grace. Yeah. Is that where you wanted it?
Yeah.
Good.
Look like you're trying to use the force there.
Yeah, it's flat.
It's flat. Is it going to pay out?
Go on.
This could be very good.
Oh, yes! Well done, Grace!
Grace, that's 10 across the tipping point, including the two that made it onto the floor. £500. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And that one drop has brought you level with Emma on £500, and you've still got one counter to play. Well done. So, next question for Andrew and Grace. Who is the only female monarch to have featured on an English banknote? Grace.
Elizabeth I.
It's not. Queen Elizabeth II, Grace. So, your last counter. I have to steal from you, I'm afraid.
Yes.
That's going into the penalty pot. We'll all be playing for that in just a moment. Grace, that means as well you've used all three of your counters over the time being out of the round. Andrew, just you left in, because it's you, don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine.
OK.
Here we go then, Andrew. Founded by DJ Jazzy B, which band had a UK number one single in 1989 with Back to Life?
Boys to Men?
It wasn't Boys to Men, it was Soul to Soul. So, Andrew, we steal that counter from you as well. That goes into the penalty pot. There's now two there, and that's your final counter, Andrew. So, the scores are as follows. Emma and Grace both have £500, Mike, £250, Andrew, just the 50. But it's not over yet. There are now two counters in the penalty pot, both up for grabs right now. I'm going to ask you one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you put both these counters into the machine. Everything can change. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Andrew, this is your last chance.
Gotta go for it.
Gotta go for it. You're in last place. The only way you go through is if you get this right, you get enough money to catch Mike and £250. Good luck to all of you. Here comes your penalty pot question. 48 hours is equal to how many full days? Emma.
Two.
It is, Emma. Well done. 2 days. You were the quickest. Andrew, I'm afraid that means we're going to be saying goodbye to you. Emma, you get to put both these counters into the machine. So where would you like to start?
I'm going to go back to drop zone two, I think, Ben.
Light up drop zone two. Oh, nice. We get that flat, it could be on the money. And we can shift that double over two.
It is.
Is it? Flat.
It's definitely flat.
Come on.
There we go.
Oh, there's a double.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh,
well done.
Well done.
Three across the tipping point, Emma, with your first drop, £150. And you've got one more to put in.
Drop zone three, please, Ben.
OK, let's have drop zone three, please. Couple over that top shelf look good, don't they? Ooh.
Oh,
ricochet drop.
Yeah, that'd be all right. Got them.
My counters always seem to go like that, don't
they? Oh, no. You got one last time.
You have.
True. They never seem
you
to just drop.
And he's done it again.
Working for you.
Well done.
Nothing for that one. So it's the £150 that you got from the penalty pot. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that now puts you in the lead. So Emma is our leader after round one with £650, from Grace on £500, Mike on £250. Andrew, sadly, that means with £50, we have found a tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you for having me.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Emma, Mike and Grace have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There's one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will be leaving the game with absolutely nothing. Emma, you are our leader, so it's your choice. Would you like to go first? Would you like to pass to either Mike or Grace?
I'm going to go first, please.
OK, 30 seconds for you. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know, just say pass. You ready?
Yep.
30 seconds for Emma, please. Your time starts now. A migraine chiefly affects which large organ
head
of the human body? It's the brain. Which of Roald Dahl's title characters is taught by Miss Honey?
Pass.
Matilda. The Great Barrier Reef off the coast of Queensland lies in which sea in the South Pacific Ocean?
Indian.
Coral. Rocket, Roman candle and sparkler are all types of what explosive commonly seen on bonfire night?
Sparkler.
Firework. Which former Russian leader received the Nobel Prize for Peace in 1990?
Pass.
Mikhail Gorbachev. Wedge, spool and cone are examples of what part of the shoe?
Heel.
Correct. In which sport would you witness a snatch and a clean and jerk?
Pass.
Weightlifting. Emma, just the one.
Never mind.
I can't accept head, because, of course, the head is part of the body. The organ is the brain. Sorry, Emma. Not to worry. You've got a lead, so you've got a chance now. If you can get something out, just to build that lead as much as you possibly can.
Right, well, I'm going to go for drop zone three, please.
All right, light up drop zone three for us, please. They're hanging on the edge, Emma.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can get hold of them. Oh, it's out, yeah. Settle down.
Oh, that's the one.
Oh, Emma!
Nothing! Oh, no!
The big gap at the back. Oh, I thought you were going to get them over, sadly.
Yeah, never mind.
It's not going to be enough. So, Grace.
Yes.
You're up next.
Yes.
As you're in second place, or you could pass the mic if you think the machine's not quite ready.
No, I'll play.
OK, 30 seconds for Grace, please. The time starts now. In the Western calendar, which month comes immediately before August?
July.
Correct. The 1970 sitcom Porridge was chiefly set inside what type of institution?
Jail.
I'll accept jail. In America, what mode of transport is known as a streetcar?
Taxi.
A tram. Raspberry Ripple is traditionally made by running raspberry sauce through which flavour ice cream?
Vanilla.
Correct. Turned green by oxidation, the Statue of Liberty's outer skin is made from which metallic element?
Pats.
Copper. What style of performance dance is usually performed in Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake?
Ballet.
Grace, you were right, but I'm sorry to say you were just beaten by the buzzer. It is, of course, ballets. Having said that, you got three correct. So three counts to put in the machine. Where would you like to start?
Drop zone three, please.
OK, let's light up drop zone three. I think Emma filled the gap at the back of drop zone three on that top shelf. Can you get them over there, Grace? Oh!
Oh.
Quick, clean drop.
Could be good.
Oh.
Yeah, hold on.
Heading the mystery towards the drops. Oh, you got two.
Two.
That's £100 for those two, Grace. It's a tidy start. Where would you like to play now?
Drop zone three again, please.
Light it up. So, one more counter out and you'll draw level with Emma. Ricochet drop, bouncing all over the show. What do you think of that one, Grace?
It looks a good one.
It's flat.
It's flat.
It's definitely flat.
Come on.
Wow.
Yes, come on.
Oh, there you go. That's going to put you in the lead. Grace, another eight across the tipping point.
Excellent.
Another £400. You're up to £500. You've got one more to put in as well.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
All right. First time today. Light up drop zone four. Oh, Grace. Get down, get down. Oh, you got it down. You're all right.
Too early.
Itchy trigger finger of yours.
Oh, no.
Right, can we get some more here? Get it over the shelf. Yeah, there's a couple there.
Yes.
And another two to finish off.
Thank
so
you.
Another £100.
Well done. Thank
well
you.
Done indeed. Add that in. So that's £600 in total. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Grace. Oh, hold on. An ambient drop there, but it hasn't affected anything. So, Grace, you've got £1,100. That puts you into the lead. So, Mike, we come to you. 30 seconds of mic, please. Your time starts now. In the Bible, the tree of knowledge is found in which garden?
Eden.
Correct. The initials WB appear on the logo of which American entertainment company and film
Warner
studio?
Brothers.
Correct. Which planet in our solar system is seventh from the sun?
Venus.
Uranus. Respiratory medicine chiefly treats which organs in the human body?
Lungs.
Correct. American singer-songwriter Jimi Hendrix was famous for playing which musical instrument?
Guitar.
Correct. Which party did presidential nominee Mitt Romney represent in the 2012 US elections?
Democrats.
Republican. In the Nintendo game, Super Mario's hat... I'll finish the question, see if you knew it. We're out of time. In the Nintendo game, Super Mario's hat is predominantly what primary colour?
Blue.
Red. you got four right, though, Mike.
OK.
Four counters put in the machine. If you get nine counters out, you're going through to face Grace in the head-to-head, and Emma's going home.
OK.
So where do you want to start?
Drop zone three, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone three for Mike.
If there's any chance I might need that double counter.
Is that going to be flat?
I don't know.
No, it's not, Mike.
Oh.
You've got a rider first off. Not a great start.
That's not a great start.
Three more to go.
I'll stick with drop zone three, please, Ben.
Light it up.
Same theory. I'm going to need the double if I'm going to get anywhere.
Get it left, then.
Come on, get left.
There you go.
Oh, that's
is that too far
now
left?
Now get flat.
What do you think, Emma?
Looks good to me.
Oh, oh Mike!
It is good for you. Not good for Mike, though.
My third rider.
What have you done to deserve these riders, Mike?
I wouldn't like to say.
Two counters left.
Change tack. Drop zone one, please, Ben.
Right, then. No one's been there yet.
Yeah.
Light up drop zone one.
And there's a mystery counter
there
as well.
Yeah, mystery one.
Is that defeatist?
No.
How about a flat one?
Oh, Mike!
Flat.
It's flat.
Flat.
It's a start, Mike.
Yes, it's a start. I'll take it over here.
Oh, that's a good one.
So we're still looking for... It's two.
£100.
Yep.
Grace is right, that's two across the tipping point. You've got one more to put in.
Drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. Definitely be done, Mike.
Yeah, let's try and get over to the left at least, anyway. Come on. To the left.
Oh. Not left enough for that mystery,
I'll
is it?
I'll say flat, then.
It's flat, okay. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely flat. We can get a few over the top shelf. How are you feeling, Emma?
Anxious.
Safe, probably. Oh. Come on. Come on.
Oh, Mike! One more. Another £50. It's not going to be enough, is it? But we can add that 50 in. So you finish up with 150. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So at the end of the round, Grace is our leader with £1,100.
Thank you.
Emma sneaks through with £650. Well, well done, Emma. Mike, I'm afraid that means with £400, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, Ben.
So it's Emma and Grace will be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. But now, for your chance to win an amazing cash prize, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. For £15,000, which fairy tale princess moved in with seven dwarfs? A, Rapunzel, B, Sleeping Beauty, or C, Snow White? Call 09041 61 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT 0511, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Emma and Grace. Very well done to both of you getting this far.
Thank you. It's time
to find out which one of you will be taking on our machine for its £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. In your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you'll put your counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner. We'll be playing for £10,000. So, Grace, you are currently our leader, so it's your choice. Would you like to keep control and take the first question, or would you like to pass it to Emma?
No, I'll take the first question, please.
OK, Grace, here comes your first question. The name of which culinary herb is also another word for a wise person? You can pass this to Emma if you're not sure.
A poker face.
How wise is Emma?
I'll pass it.
Grace can't think of it. Emma?
No.
Any thoughts?
The only one I can think of, and I'm not sure that it's right, is sage.
Emma, if you're right, you steal the counter, and it's a great way to start the round. Let's find out. Is the answer sage? Yes, it is!
Oh, well done.
Great steal, Emma. Congratulations, you get the first counter. Now, let's work this out. Where are you going to put it to get something out?
I'm determined it's got to pay out for me at some point, so I'm going to stick with drop zone three, please.
Light up drop zone three. You're nothing if not stubborn, eh, Emma?
That's it.
I like your style. Come on now. She owes you something.
She does.
Oh, how's that? What do you reckon?
Right.
It is flat.
Fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh!
Oh, yes, it's gone. Oh, Emma.
So nothing for the
steal. It doesn't like me, that drop zone, does it?
OK, Emma, good news is you keep control. Your first question. Someone born on May Day would have which star sign? You can pass this.
I'm going to play. I think it's Taurus.
Are you right to back yourself, Emma? Let's find out. If you're born on May Day, does that make you a Taurus?
Yes.
Yes, April the 20th to May the 20th. Well done, Emma. So...
you know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Drop zone three?
Drop zone three, please.
Light it up. Come on now, Emma. Get down, get down. Stayed on its edge. Now get flat. Get flat.
Oh, that's right.
Now, you did have a payout on a rider, didn't you? Can we get it? A nudge?
No.
Emma, that is brutal. Nothing's going to go, I'm afraid. So, you've put two counters in, nothing has dropped for you, sadly. So, Grace, big sigh of relief, you're still in the lead.
Yep.
You get your second question. What is the only American state to be named after a US president? You can pass this if you're not sure, Grace.
I'm going to pass.
Okay, Grace's pass is over, Emma.
I think the answer is the first one that popped into my head. Is it Washington?
What do you think, Grace? Would you have
I
said
think
Washington?
She's right.
You think she's right?
Yes.
So, Emma, have you managed to steal a second counter from Grace? Is the answer Washington? Yes!
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
So, Emma, we need something out of this machine.
I'm going to give one last go to drop zone three, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone three, please. Need some sort of Jedi mind trick here, Emma.
I know.
Oh, get down! They're just not dropping for you on flat. Staying on its edge. It is flat, though.
Oh, come on.
The slightest
That's
nudge.
That's a start. It
should be all right.
Come on.
No.
Oh, nothing's moved.
No, it doesn't want to play.
You've put three counters in so far, Emma. Still nothing out. Good news is you keep control. Time for your second question. Based on the stories by P.G. Wodehouse, in which TV series did Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie play the title characters? You can pass this to Grace if you're not sure.
I'm going to play.
OK.
And I'm going to say Jeeves and Wooster.
Well, you're right to back yourself, Emma. This will be for the fourth counter in this round. Is the answer Jeeves and Wooster? Yes!
Help them.
Right.
Thank you.
So you've put three in, drop zone three, nothing's come out.
I'm going to be a glutton for punishment. Stick with it, please. Drop zone three, please.
Light it up, please. So, fourth time lucky, as they say. Need it flat. Still not flat. Can't be much space left on there. Yes, now. Come on now.
There you go.
There's a few. And what about the tipping point, though? Oh, Emma!
I don't believe it!
Finally got them over that top shelf. Nothing wants to drop below. So, Grace, you breathe again.
I can. Big sigh.
Let's come to you for your third and final question. Scottish sailor Alexander Selkirk is said to be the inspiration for which Daniel Defoe character? You can pass it, Grace.
I'll play.
OK.
I think it is Robinson Crusoe.
Let's find out. Is the answer Robinson Crusoe? Yes!
Oh, well done, well done.
Well done. So, Emma's put four counters into the machine and nothing has dropped for her. Grace, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm sorry, Emma, but I'm going to go for drop zone three, please.
Right, light it up, please. Tactically brilliant, Miss Grace. You've let Emma do all the hard work.
I know.
Keep an eye on them, though. There's a bit of movement on that top shelf. What an extraordinary round. Oh! Can you see them moving?
Yes.
They are very close to dropping.
Oh!
Where are they going to go?
Hello.
Are they going to go now? Oh! Now that one.
The back one might go.
This is in play.
Wow! Oh, well done!
Goodness me. Grace, you were just in play with eight counters going
Excellent.
Across the tipping point. £400. Well done. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank.
Thank you.
It takes you up to £1,500. And you've got your hands on a mystery prize.
Excellent.
Do you like driving, Grace?
I do.
Well, you've won yourself a supercar driving experience, courtesy of Everyman Racing.
Oh, thank you very much.
I can just see you in a supercar tearing around the racetrack.
I can see myself in one of them.
Lovely stuff. So, Grace, £1,500. You've got a sizable lead now. Emma, control passes back to you. You did so much hard work. You've got one last chance.
OK.
Here we go then, Emma, your third and final question. Models David Gandy and Rosie Huntington-Whiteley have both designed collections for which British retailer? You can pass to Grace, or you can have a crack.
I think I'm going to pass. I don't know the answer, I'm afraid.
Here we go then, Grace. Have you heard of them?
I have heard of them, and I might be on the wrong... But I think it's Harrods.
Are you right, though, Grace? Have you stolen the final counter, or has Emma got one last chance to get something from the machine? Let's find out. Is the answer Harrods? M&S, Marks & Spencer.
M&S.
So, well done, Emma. That was a good pass. Right. One last counter.
There's a mystery counter in Drop Zone 1, so I'm going to give Drop Zone 1 a go, I think.
Light up Drop Zone 1, please. Come on now, machine. You've been so cruel to Emma. Can we get a mystery prize? Get over. Now, B flat.
I don't think it's going to work.
B flat.
No.
Oh, it's riding. Riding. Oh, Emma.
Come on, let's see if we get something.
Yeah, but you've had a rider.
Wow.
Oh,
that must be a riding record, Emma.
I think it must be.
Unbelievable.
Oh, never mind.
Nothing from our machine again. So the scores stay as they were. Grace is today's winner. Very well done, Grace.
Thank you.
You've got yourself £1,500. Emma, we've loved having you on, but I'm afraid with £650, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So, congratulations, Grace.
Thank you.
This here is our jackpot counter.
Yes.
It's just a little bit bigger, but it's a whole lot better, because if you get it out, you're going to be going home with £10,000. Can Grace master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. But first, for your chance to win an amazing cash prize, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. For £15,000, which fairy tale princess moved in with seven dwarfs? A, Rapunzel, B, Sleeping Beauty, or C, Snow White? Call 09041 61 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT 0511, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Grace is today's winner.
Yay!
You've done a wonderful job, Grace. Well done. You've got £1,500.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Oh, marvellous.
Now then, £1,500 is a nice amount of money.
Yeah.
What we'd love to send you home with is £10,000, Grace. What would you like to do with the money?
Please don't laugh, but I do play golf.
Lovely.
And the ladies would like a new loo on the golf course. And no men can use it, just the ladies.
OK, so like a ladies' executive toilet?
Exactly.
So you're going to take your winnings, hopefully, and get a spanky new loo?
Exactly. And what's left over, we'll have a party.
If we can send you off to go and get one of the swankiest toilets, then I'd be delighted.
Excellent.
If you leave
you.
The £10,000.
Thank you.
So it's time to find out whether Grace is going to win today's £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. If you want to go home with £10,000, all you need to do is get it out again. Of course, it's a little bit more tricky than that. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. The more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, we do still have that one double counter in there. It won't affect the jackpot counter, but it does still affect anything it falls with. So if you don't get the jackpot counter out, you could still be leaving with a nice amount of money.
Right.
But what we want you to be able to go home with is £10,000.
Exactly.
All right? Yes. So, Grace, the first thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine.
Right.
You've had a good look at it. Where do you reckon it's going to be best?
I'm going to go for Drop Zone 1, please.
OK. Let's load up Drop Zone 1 for Grace. Now then, Grace, set yourself. This is the most important drop of the day. We don't want any hair triggers here. Get your timing right. Let's get it in the machine. OK. It's a rapid drop, isn't it? It's quite a violent drop. Nice and flat. That's good. Now, you've got a very full bottom shelf as well, which is good. Here we go. See if we can collect some money or just edge some towards... £50 to get started.
Excellent.
Very nice.
That's OK.
Let's add that in. So we're up to £1,550 in the machine. Jackpot counter nice and flat, just to the right of centre on Drop Zone 1. Let's take a look at today's six end game subjects. They are... art, food and drink, seas and oceans, children's TV, politics and sports.
Well...
you can play them in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first subject and for how many counters.
Right, I'll take them from top to bottom, and the first category is art for one, please.
Great. Art for one counter, please. The National Portrait Gallery is located in which UK city? London, Cardiff or Belfast? Where do you think it might be?
I think it might be Cardiff.
OK, what makes you say Cardiff?
Just something at the back of my mind. I'll say Cardiff.
Shall we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with Cardiff, please. The National Portrait Gallery. Is it found in Cardiff?
London. Yes, of course.
OK, not to worry. Let's go back to the categories.
We'll go food and drink, please, okay. For three.
Right, food and drink for three counters, please. By what name is the fava bean best known in the UK? Runner bean, broad bean or French bean?
I'm not quite sure, so I'm going to go for broad bean.
Shall we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with broad bean, please. Let's see if we can get this right. Is a fava bean better known in the UK as a broad bean? Yes! Well done, Grace.
Oh, good.
Lovely stuff. Right, three counters. Drop zone one.
Drop zone one, please.
Light it up, please. Oh, Grace.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is slap bang on it. Well done. Now, let's shift some of this weight. Well, look, it's going to go at some point. We've got one down. Let's add £50 in, so we're up to £1,600.
Thank you.
Two to go.
Drop zone one, please.
Light it up, please. Oh, Grace, get down. Oh. So we're going to try and get around it.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit heavier, so we need it right slap bang. One more to go.
Yeah, drop zone one, please.
Light it up. Down. Oh. Yes. Okay.
Oh, let's go!
Had a little think about it then, didn't they?
They did.
Before they dropped off the edge. Grace, that's four more across the tipping point, another £200.
Thank you very
Money's
much.
Money's going up very nicely, £1,800. Let's go back to the categories.
Seas and oceans, please.
Okay, for how many?
For three.
We'll have a seas and oceans question, please, for three counters. In which ocean is Christmas Island located? Indian Ocean, Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean?
I'm going to say Atlantic Ocean.
The Atlantic? Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
Let's take Atlantic, please. You sound quite confident about this one?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Is Christmas Island located in the Atlantic? Indian. Discovered on Christmas Day. Christmas Island. Okay, that's gone. Not to worry. Let's go back to the categories.
Unfortunately, I don't know a lot about children's TV, but we'll have a go for three.
Children's TV for three counters, please. In the animated TV series Rhubarb and Custard, what colour is Custard the Cat?
Oh.
You've got a smile on your face now. Pink, green or blue? Now, you know the series?
No, I don't.
Us?
No.
I thought when you started smiling, you
well,
knew it.
Well, I mean, it was just... rhubarb and custard. I just thought it was quite funny. Right, I'm going to say pink, as I don't know. So, pink, please.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take pink, please. So, you've never heard of rhubarb and custard?
No.
So, you've got no idea?
No.
Would custard the cat be pink? Yes!
Oh, that was a guess. My children are older.
Well done.
Thank you.
Three counters here, Grace.
Yep. Drop zone one, please.
Line it up. Set it down, set it down. Now then, is that going to be flat for us? Come on, come on. Yes?
Yes.
This could send it over here, Grace.
I hope so.
Come on now. Oh, Grace!
Yes! Oh, and some
wow.
more.
Wow. Wow. Grace, that's a lovely drop. 10 counters across the tipping point. Another £500.
Thank you.
Up to £2,300. Two to go.
Drop zone one, please.
Light it up, please. Too far.
It's too far over.
Just took a little. It's flat though. It's gonna.
Oh!
Little ambient drop in front of two. It's not changing a thing.
Oh!
Staying where they are. One more to go, Grace.
Drop zone one again, please.
Light up one, please. Timing right here, Grace. It's
far
cut it in.
Too early.
There you go, that's it. Settle. Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Flip. No, 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 don't ride over it. Oh,
Grace. Oh, that's another prize.
That's another six across the tipping point.
Excellent.
Let's
Thank
throw
you.
Another £300 into the mix. You're up to £2,600, and you've got your hands on another mystery prize. Now, I think you might like this one. You've got yourself a golfing weekend, courtesy of Nell Cote Hall.
Oh, thank you.
How perfect is that?
That is absolutely brilliant.
So, look, £2,600, your jackpot counter is there on the bottom shelf, Grace.
Yes.
We're getting close.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the categories.
Well, I'm going to go for three for politics.
OK, well, a politics question for three counters, please. Which MP held the position of Conservative Party chairman between 1981 and 1983 and 1997 and 1998? Lord Cecil Parkinson, Sir Norman Fowler, Baroness Saida Varsi. Any of those ring a bell?
No. I'm going to go with Baroness...
Saida Varsi?
That's the one, yes.
Yeah? Should we light her up?
Yes, please.
OK, we're going to go with Baroness Saida Varsi, please. Is the answer Baroness Saida Varsi? No. She was chairman from 2010 to 2012, so much more recently.
That's why I knew
the
name.
That's why you recognise the name? Lord Cecil Parkinson. That's what we're after. OK, let's not worry about that. We've got one category left.
Yep.
I know we've been saving the best till last.
Hope so.
Sport for how many?
Three, please.
Sport for three counters. Which sport made its only Olympic appearance at the 1900 Paris Games when Great Britain beat France to win gold? Rugby union, netball, or cricket?
I'm going to go for cricket.
You have cricket?
Yes.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going for cricket, please. Is the answer cricket?
Yes!
Three counters.
Yes.
Look where we are, Grace.
Yes.
So we need them on the right. Drop zone one.
Drop zone one, please.
Light it up, please.
Oh!
Over there, no, it's miles away. So maybe we can get some lateral movement on that black counter. Shove it over a touch. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on.
No.
So one down, two to go.
Drop zone one, please.
Light it up.
Oh!
Where have all these come from?
Oh well.
Come on.
It might
come
move
on.
Over.
Slide it up. Another four across the tipping point there, Grace. £200 goes in. We're up to £2,800. We've got one more to put in.
Drop zone one, please.
Come on, machine. Drop zone one, please.
Right behind it, though. Come on. That's
it. There you go.
Oh.
Settle. That's where it needed to go. Now flip. Flip. Go. Oh, Gracie.
Oh, never move.
Oh. It started heading in the right direction. It wasn't enough purchase to shove it.
No.
We're out of categories, which means we're out of questions. However, it's not over yet. As things stand, you could walk away with that £2,800 right now, or you could trade it for three final counters to put into the machine in the hope of winning the jackpot. If you decide to take the trade, nothing else will have any value, so you'll leave with £10,000 or you'll leave with nothing at all. Would three counters be enough for you guys?
I don't think it will, because it's got counters on top of it. I'll take the money, please, Ben.
I'll ask you one last time then, Grace. £2,800. Would you like to take the money Would you like to take the trade?
I'll take the money, please.
Congratulations,
Grace. Thank you.
You've been an absolute star. £2,800.
Yes, that's
is a lovely amount of money to take him back to your golf club.
Yes,
to do with whatever you like, and hopefully you can even have a nice party as
well. Oh, we will. We will.
Question is, was it the right decision? We're going to play out those last three counters. Were you right to take the money? Let's find out. Job one. Very little action on the jackpot counter. Job two. Not even close. This was the third and final drop.
Ooh. Oh, that's quite close.
But no!
No!
You made absolutely the right decision, Grace.
Thank you, Ben.
You've played a great game. You're leaving with £2,800. And, of course, you've won your supercar experience.
Yes.
And your golfing weekend.
Oh. Couldn't have done better.
What a day it's been.
And brilliant.
We've loved having you on. Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
Congratulations,
Grace.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been a superb contestant.
Oh, thank you very much, Ben.
So there you go. Grace leaves you £2,800. She'd taken the trade. She would have lost a lot. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.